All right, y'all. Welcome back to Deep Dive with Blake and Amy. Today, we're getting into something that's honestly everywhere, microplastics. And I mean everywhere. Amy, you ever think about how something so tiny can be such a big deal?
All the time, Blake. Microplastics are basically these little plastic bits, less than 5 millimeters, so like smaller than a pencil eraser. They come from two main sources. Some are made tiny on purpose, like those old microbeads in face scrubs, and others are just bigger plastics breaking down over time. It's wild how they end up in places you'd never expect.
Yeah, and the scale is just, I mean, it's hard to wrap your head around. We're talking 8 to 10 billion tons of plastic made since the 1950s, and about 3/4 of that is still out there, just floating around or, you know, breaking down into these microplastics. I read they've found them from the bottom of the Mariana Trench to the top of Mount Everest. That's, what's the word, pervasive.
Exactly. And it's not just oceans and mountains. They're in the air, in our water and soil. I mean, there's even evidence of microplastics in rainwater. It's like you can't escape it. And with plastic production expected to triple by 2060, it's only getting worse.
You know, that reminds me. Last fall, I was hiking in the Smokies, right? Middle of nowhere, or so I thought. I'm sitting by this little creek, and I spot these tiny blue and red flecks in the sand. At first, I thought it was like minerals or something cool. But nope, tiny bits of plastic. Even out there, miles from the nearest road, it just hit me how far this stuff travels.
That's such a good example. It's not just a city problem or a beach problem. These particles are so light, they get carried by wind, by water, even by animals. And once they're out there, they don't really go away. They just get smaller and smaller. It's kind of like glitter, but, you know, way less fun and a lot more dangerous.
Yeah. And I mean, we've talked about toxins in past episodes, like mercury, right? But microplastics are a whole new level. They're everywhere. And we're just starting to figure out what that means for us and the planet.
So let's talk about how these microplastics actually get into our bodies. It's not just about eating fish, though. That's a big one. They're in our food, our water, even the air we breathe. There was a study that found the average adult eats about 2,000 microplastic particles a year just from salt. That's just salt, not even counting everything else.
Yeah, and it's not just salt. They've found microplastics in honey, tea, sugar, fruits, veggies, you name it. And then there's seafood. Filter feeders like mussels and oysters are especially loaded because they just suck in whatever's in the water. And when we eat them, we're eating whatever's in their guts, too. I mean, I love a good shrimp boil, but now I'm like, what else am I getting with that Old Bay?
Right? And it's not just what we eat. Microplastics are in tap water, bottled water, even beer. Plus, they're in the air, so we're breathing them in, too. And then there's agriculture. Sewage sludge used as fertilizer can spread microplastics onto farmland, which then runs off into rivers and back into the food chain. It's this whole cycle.
It's like you can't really opt out, can you? Even if you're eating organic, drinking filtered water, you're still getting exposed. And Amy, you mentioned that new study. What was it? The one about heart disease?
Yeah, this was huge. So in 2024, the New England Journal of Medicine published a study where they looked at plaque from people's neck arteries. 257 patients. They found microplastics in 58% of those plaques. And here's the kicker. People with microplastics in their plaque had a 4.5 times higher risk of heart attack, stroke, or death over the next 3 years. That's not just a little bump. That's a massive increase in risk.
That's honestly scary. I mean, we've talked about toxins building up in the body before, but this is like direct evidence that these tiny plastics are getting into our tissues and actually raising the risk for serious stuff. It's not just theoretical anymore.
Exactly. And it's not just the heart. They've found microplastics in blood, lungs, liver, even in placentas and reproductive organs. It's like if it's in the environment, it's in us. And the more we learn, the more it seems like this is a real health crisis in the making.
So let's dig into what these microplastics are actually doing to us. The research is still pretty new, but what we do know isn't great. They can cause inflammation, DNA damage, even mess with our metabolism and immune system. There's evidence for reproductive toxicity, neurotoxicity, and all sorts of organ dysfunction. It's like pick a body part, and there's probably a study showing microplastics in it.
And it's not just the plastics themselves. They can carry all these nasty chemicals like BPA, PCBs, pesticides, even antibiotics. So it's a double whammy, the physical particles and the chemicals they bring along. Some of these are known carcinogens or endocrine disruptors. And honestly, we don't even know the full picture yet because the science is still catching up.
Yeah, and the sources are everywhere. Synthetic clothes, car tires, food packaging, personal care products, even just driving your car. The tires shed microplastics that end up in the air and water. And, you know, regulation is tough. There's no global standard for measuring or controlling microplastics, and the technology to detect them is still kind of all over the place.
That's the thing. There's a lot we don't know. But there are some things we can do. Policy-wise, there's been some movement, like the UN agreement to end plastic pollution, but it's slow going. On a personal level, the best evidence we have is to reduce plastic use, where you can eat more fiber, drink plenty of water, and support your body's natural detox systems. Stuff like psyllium husk, flaxseed, cruciferous veggies, they all help your body move things along, literally.
And, you know, we've talked about zeolite-based supplements before, like Clean Slate. From the root brands, the science says zeolite can bind toxins in water, and there's some promise for removing microplastics from water. But there's no proof yet that taking zeolite as a supplement actually pulls microplastics out of your body. Let's dive into that next time on how we can get rid of these microplastics.
Yes, let's do that. Thanks for listening, everyone. Take care of yourselves, and don't forget to check out our past episodes if you want more on detox, toxins, and all things wellness. Blake, always a pleasure.
Right back at you, Amy. See y'all next time on Deep Dive.